Greetings. You are listening to a monthly bonus of indeterminate content. We're playing a game called We're Doomed, the game of global panic. The way that this game works is essentially about the end of the world. And we are all the heads of different nations. And we are trying to simultaneously build a rocket ship to get us off the planet before it explodes and ensure that we have a seat on that rocket ship. So the way that this game works is that there's a real-time timer of 15 minutes.
There's like an hourglass in front of you. That comes with the game.
Yes, it comes with the game. This very nice hourglass. This game is actually relatively cheap and it's very, very simple. So I would highly, highly recommend this game. Even if this doesn't sound like the most fun in audio because we're just going to be screaming at each other, it is an absolute ball to play. So if you look at the cheat sheet I gave you, you can see on the back how winning works. So basically, when those 15 minutes are up, we're going to count the number of resources, these white tokens, that are in the box that have been contributed by us into a joint account, essentially. And depending on how many of those resources are in there, you can see on the right side of the winning part, that's how many seats are in the rocket. So there's five of us. So hypothetically, if we put in 80 resources, we all get a seat, no problem. If there's less than five seats available, then we get people inside based on the rank of how many of these black tokens these have. These are called influence tokens. In order to get influence, you can either spend an action on your turn to gain one influence, or you can be the person who contributes the most resources to the project in an individual turn. So basically on your turn, you're going to get one action. Those actions are produce, in which you can gain two resources. You can indoctrinate, which is to gain one influence. You can do a special thing that only you have, depending on what country you are. So I'm a corporatocracy, so I can propagandize, which allows me to steal one influence from a player. Beth, what are you? You're a technocracy, and you can produce three resources instead of two. Will, what are you?
I'm an autocracy, which means I can nuke for five resources.
Ah, oh yes.
Well, Freddy, you can spend eight resources just to kill somebody.
Yes, you can spend eight resources to get someone out of the game for good.
So I get to spend five instead of eight.
What's the benefit of that?
So A, that's one less person that needs to get
a
seat.
All the resources are lost.
But all the resources are lost and they can't contribute anymore.
Okay.
You'll also find that after we go around once, we draw an event card. And the event cards can be things like, surprise, this one motherfucker wants everybody to die so that every turn they can steal resources instead of gaining them or whatever. In that case, we're like, oh my God, Will, you have to kill her. I just assumed it was Beth. You can invade, where you spend one influence to steal two resources from a player, or you can nuke. All of us, except for Will, have to spend eight resources to nuke a player, but Will only has to spend five.
I'm a theocracy. My indoctrinate gets two influence instead of one.
Okay.
And I'm the red, white, and blue democracy.
Does it just say America on it?
This is America. No, but the man looks pretty American. I can invade for free.
That seems nice. Weird that democracy, the one where everyone decides things, is the one where you get to invade people.
Who would have thought? Basically, we can just start playing now. The first player token is going to go with me. We're going to go clockwise. So Matt, you'll be next. And The turn will end with Beth. So on your turn, you're just going to do one of those actions. I'm flipping the timer. I'm going to take two resources. Matt, it's your turn.
Well, I'm trying to help us all. So I'm going to produce and get two resources.
Matt, shut up. Gain two resources. Produce. Done. See how fast that was?
Meow.
Yeah.
All right, Will, it's your turn.
Nuke him, Will.
I thought you were saying, okay.
I've done my turn. Let's go, Will. Time is running out. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. There's a timer.
Yes.
I am going to gain two resources as well.
Okay.
I'm going to produce and gain three resources.
Hey. Okay. Right. Now it is time to bid on how much we are going to contribute to the group project. I will walk around and get each of your bids. I personally am going to not bid any.
What? Why wouldn't you do that?
You can use your resources later for other moves.
I put two in.
I do nothing.
You cowards!
The autocracy of Wiltopia will also contribute resources.
I put all
resources.
Three in.
Looks like three governments want us to get out of here.
Okay, so because Beth's country produced the most, Beth, you get to take one of those influence tokens. You now have one influence. You're the highest ranking member of our group. Okay, and now we're going to draw an event card. If it's black, you have to read it to yourself, and I can't read it. And if it's white, you have to read it to the group.
Do we all pull one or just one person?
Just the person who donated the most.
It's black.
Okay, so read it to yourself.
Okay.
And then you get the first player token.
So you do the first action now.
Yes.
What is Beth doing?
What's going on?
Beth is walking
Beth
over to
Beth is walking over to me. She's
handing
me
it to
the
Will.
Event token.
Oh.
We only have 15 minutes to do your action.
Beth, your first player.
Yes, Beth, it
this
is now
is
your
pretty
turn.
Funny.
Beth, what's your turn? What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to gain three resources again.
Okay, great. I'm going to gain two resources.
I'm going to gain two resources.
I'm going to gain two influence.
Oh, okay.
I am going to gain two resources as well.
So that's the turn. So now we get to donate. I'm going to donate all
Don't
four of mine.
Don't you lose something, Will?
No, I didn't have any influence to begin with. I can read this card. It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. I guess I didn't read it right.
Entrapment. Keep this card face down in front of another player. If any player picks up the card, they have fallen for your clever ruse. They lose all influence and discard this card.
So if you put it in front of you, somebody can grab it.
So Will did grab it, but he didn't have any influence, so it didn't really matter. All right, I put in four.
I'm not donating.
I'm not donating.
I will donate two.
Two.
Well. I'll also put in two.
Okay, I go first because I donated the most and I get one influence. Can you please give me the one player token back? Mortal enemies, your victory conditions have changed. Place this card face up in front of another player of your choice. You are now mortal enemies. At the end of the game, only one of you may board the rocket, or neither of you do. If you were formerly allies, discard your alliance and swear unending vengeance against the other player.
All right, Anthony, just give it to me.
Yeah.
Why did you give it to Matt?
I just knew he was going to. So only one of us can go.
Yep.
Fellow autocracy. You know, democracy, autocracy is not so different.
We are both crossies.
All right, taking two.
Taking two.
I'm taking two.
I am going to take two as well.
I'm going to take three.
Great. Now it's time to throw in your stuff. We could also do it in any order. It doesn't have to be right away.
Hold.
I will hold as well.
I'm going to put in two.
I'm going to put in three then.
Anybody else?
Nope.
Oh, this is interesting. Now I get it.
So Matt has put in three, which means he gets an influence token and gets to read the event card.
Cover up. You have learned of a horrible design flaw in the escape rocket, and it is all your fault. Will you expose your own incompetence to save the project? Choose one. You have zero influence for the rest of the game. Keep this card face up. Or destroy 20 resources.
Whoa.
In the project. Yo, this show's not my fault. I'm destroying 20 resources in the project.
You fool!
Anthony's gonna kill me. I have to have influence.
That is literally every last resource we put in.
Yep.
They're all gone.
We're fresh. We're fresh.
Okay.
God That's damn. Somebody you could potentially kill, Will, just FYI. All right. Matt, it's your turn now. You're first player. That was exactly the number of resources we had to the letter.
Don't worry, everybody. I'm going to work hard on it. I'm going to gain one influence. Feels like I got. Hold on.
Why are you getting one
influence?
We can also
have no seats. We have to have a minimum of 40 in there for there to be
we'll
any seats.
We got plenty of time.
Right. I take two resources.
Anthony, I can't trust you.
I'm not throwing any resources into this project. I am going to gain two, though.
Okay.
I'm going to gain one influence.
All right. I'm going to steal an influence from Matt. Because that's what corporatocracies can do. So reduce your influence count by one. I'm gaining one. All right, now it's time to submit to the now freshly virgin project. I'm going to throw in two.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero for me.
Three.
All right, that means you get an influence token and you get to draw from one of those that event deck. I've given you all now individual event decks you can draw from so I don't have to walk around.
Wow. Unforeseen expenses.
God!
Your brilliant scientists have severely underestimated the cost of the escape rocket.
Fauci!
At the end of the game, destroy 10 resources in the project. Keep this card face
Dude,
up
this
in
is
the
so
project.
Fucked. Okay, so we just have to go as fast as we can and just keep getting resources. Okay. Okay? Beth, you go first.
Okay.
Fast as you can, Beth. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm gonna gain three resources.
Okay, I'm gaining two.
Okay, I'm gonna use Invade and steal two from Anthony.
Well, just...
No, I want to take them from your hand.
I take two.
You're reducing the amount of things that
I
go in there.
I gain two resources.
All right, so now it's time to bid. I can't put in any.
I bid one.
I bid two.
I'm putting in three. Looks like somebody does the most work here.
I put in three.
Oh, what happens if we're tied?
Then we get to vote on who we want it to be.
Beth. Oh, never mind. I'll put in zero. So how does the bid work?
No. You
no,
said three. It's too late.
You bid it in.
I will put them in. I'm curious how the rules work when it comes to bidding.
It's you can just outbid each other as much as you want until you decide that you're done.
Oh, okay.
Can
you put okay, this I'll in? Accept that.
All right. So Beth, you once again get another influence and you get to read the thing.
Okay. I like reading the thing. Death by committee. All players vote for one.
I assume I still get the influence.
Shut up.
Well,
okay. No, you don't.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
All players vote for one player to be left
Matt.
Behind. They continue
Matt.
To play.
No, he's the moral enemy.
He destroyed 20 resources. It's Matt.
I will continue. I will burn this place down if you vote me off.
Will, how many resources do you have? Can you kill him?
They continue to play, but cannot board the rocket.
I vote Matt.
Yeah. All right.
He made me a mortal enemy.
All right.
They continue to play, but cannot board the rocket at the end of the game. Place this card face up in front of this player. This player then takes 10 resources from the project and takes the first player coin.
Oh, you guys should have read that part before you chose me.
That's what I'm still
mortal enemies
with
none here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is so fucking
7,
funny.
8, 9, 10.
I think what I like about this is that now we have someone
player,
on Earth who must be nuked.
Yep.
Will?
Wait,
how many resources
wait,
do
we going to yeah,
first
go,
player
go.
Do I get do I pull a I don't pull an event?
No.
Okay. I'm going to who has resources?
I have none.
I have none.
What? I have resources.
You have two?
I have resources.
How many do you want?
All right, I'm gonna steal two.
Okay.
All right. Freddy, it's your turn.
Attack me first!
Freddy, it's your turn.
I gained two resources.
I'm going to gain two resources as well.
I'm going to gain three.
I'm going to gain two. All right. So we go around and we contribute. I'm not contributing any.
I'm going to hold.
I'm going to hold as well.
One,
two,
three,
four. Stealing from you next turn.
Okay.
All right. So it's Matt again. Matt, you get another influence. Not that it fucking matters.
Wait till there's probably a card that's going to give me something.
I gave you a bank worth of your
I know,
own
I know,
cards.
I'm taking a card.
There's no, I gave you an end card.
There's cards at your table.
Dong. I want this one.
I just wanted to take something from Beth, too.
1%. The victory conditions have changed. Matt wins. No. At the end of the game, the player with the most resources boards the rocket first.
Doesn't matter. You cannot board the rocket.
The next player's board in order of influence as usual. Are you sure that it doesn't over... It says the victory conditions have changed.
It doesn't contradict that. It says that people who
Where's
do
the
board...
Where's the card that says...
I gave it to you.
Time's going up.
Time's running out. All right.
You're first, Matt.
I'm going to steal 2 resources from Freddy.
I will gain 2 resources.
Great.
Cool. I'm going to nuke Matthew.
Perfect. Matt's dead.
Matt's out of the game.
All right, Beth, you're done. It's your turn.
I'm going to gain 3.
I'm going to gain 2.
I saw that coming.
You didn't see it coming well enough because you could have stolen from Will and made
it
not.
Yeah, you'd steal from me instead of Freddy.
I asked if you had, so I thought I took from you. Oh,
you
I didn't
did
know
last
you had
5. Turn.
Yeah, you could have done it again.
Oh, I didn't know you had 5.
You could have internally kept him in fucking limbo.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so who's going to contribute of the remaining ones? I'm contributing. I'm throwing 2.
I can't.
Wait, really quick. So
no,
the rules,
shut
the way,
up. No,
the way,
Freddy.
Wait, I want to ask, the way it works though, I have a quick question about rules, Anthony. My question I have
He's trying to run out the
he's
clock.
He's just running out the clock.
Like the question I have.
All right, Freddy, you get to influence your first player. Freddy, your first player.
I have a quick
influence
question,
first
though.
Player. Shut the fuck up, Matt. The rich get richer. The player with the most actual cash on them takes 6 resources from the project.
I have the most cash on me, though.
You're dead.
Can I see the rule book, Anthony?
Nope.
I would really like to read the rule book.
No, I don't want you to fucking filibuster this. It's right
my
here.
My wallet's not on me. It's right here. I have $0 in cash.
I have $0.
I have $0 in cash.
Yeah, actual human cash.
I don't have any money on me.
Oh, I actually have $20.
Okay, great.
Beth,
so you if you want to take 6, you can.
Go. We're running out of time.
You have to take 6 out of the project.
From the project, okay.
Oh, from the project?
Yeah, I'll give it to you,
from
don't worry.
Project,
I don't want to. I want
take
the project
it, then,
to
give
succeed.
Give it back in. Just okay. Give it back in next 19, turn. It's 19, fine.
25. No, you got to make sure you count the right number. There.
All right. 6.
Shut
Freddy,
the
it's your turn.
Fuck up,
Freddy,
man.
It's your turn. Just go, Freddy. Stop letting
Should
him distract you.
I take 2 resources.
Just take resources.
No, I take 2 influence.
What? We need resources.
I have resources. I'll donate. Don't worry.
Oh, wait.
Will, your turn.
You guys haven't been doing this. Wait, you guys haven't been doing this.
Beth, it's your turn.
I'm going to put in 7.
After you pull the event card, though, are you taking 1 extra resource?
Did you take any for your turn?
That's what I'm supposed to do.
You contributed 7.
After you take
I'm
the event card,
two.
Are you taking an
Shut
extra
up,
resource?
Shut up, Matt! This is impossible to listen to the podcast.
Nobody's trying to say something.
I'm trying to say something. After you take an event card, are you guys grabbing an extra resource?
No.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's in the rules.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not. Psych, lose some fucking time, idiot.
That's you!
Why did you stop
time?
Me?
Five.
I told you.
Okay.
All right, so but Beth put in 7. Okay, so Beth, you're first player again. Okay.
Okay, population control. After the escape rocket has launched, the first player who boarded chooses one other player on the rocket to eject into space, eliminating them in their seat. This vacancy cannot be filled. Keep this card face up in the project.
Okay.
Look, it's
Beth,
only
it's
fair
turn.
You kill Anthony.
Okay,
he started the war.
3 resources.
Right, I'm taking 2.
I have mortal enemy on my head. Remember,
2.
Anthony.
I'm taking 2 resources.
Taking 2 resources.
All right, it's time to contribute.
I contribute 2.
All right.
Beth, you have the power to kick off something at the end?
I'm going
to
put in 4.
Okay.
I'll hold.
Okay. So 4, that means it's Beth again. Beth, take another influence.
Okay.
And draw another card.
Oh, I didn't take an influence last time. Okay. Offshore bank account. Keep this card in front of you. You may use this card to conceal your resources and influence. You do not have to reveal their quantities to other players when asked, but must show them if invaded or propagandized, respectively.
I don't understand that. Can you read that again?
All right, so it's your turn. Go ahead, Beth.
I'm going to take 3 resources.
I'm taking 2.
Taking 2 resources.
All right, now how many are contributing?
I'll contribute 2.
2.
4.
I will hold.
All right, so I get the influence.
Well, you
and
gotta
I get
see
if
anybody wants a bit above you,
right.
Dude.
So, sleeping giant, an unspeakable horror stirs into depths.
You
fear
you
that your small lives have disturbed this dark and streamless slumber. Keep this card face up. Any player who's been nuked may discard this card. Who rises the awakened one?
Whoa! Oh no, motherfucker!
Who immediately eliminates 2 players?
No!
Oh god!
I eliminate 2 players.
Mercy!
Oh!
I did what was the best.
Wait,
for the
wait! Read that card again.
Okay, an unspeakable horror stirs in the depths. Fear that your small lives have disturbed this dark and streamless slumber. Keep this card face up. Any player who's been nuked may discard this card. Who rises the awakened one? Who immediately eliminates 2 players?
You have the ability to kick somebody off, right?
I swear fealty. I swear undying fealty.
No, you have the ability to eject somebody.
No?
Yeah, you do. No, I'm saying I will save you.
No, she has the ability.
If you promise to eject Freddy,
she has the ability to get more resources. You need her.
I will save you if you promise not to eject me, but eject Freddy at the end. And you and I can go off
Matt,
in the rocket ship.
I will nuke whoever you want.
Will's dead.
Okay.
I have to trust you, Beth. If I don't trust you for 1 second,
okay.
Don't do it.
Okay.
If I think you're gonna eject me, I'm gonna kill you.
You're almost out of time right now.
I eject Beth. You did not. We're not trustworthy.
What?
Okay, so Beth died, and who?
Me
and Will.
Will. Okay, great. All right.
That's a relief.
So I'm first now. So I put in 2. All right, I take 2.
I put in 10.
Okay, great.
I steal two from Anthony.
I took two. You stole it from me. So great. So I have none. So go ahead and play the main if you like.
I took two, so I put 12.
Okay, great. So Matt, you get another influence.
Yes.
All right. So
you guys are almost
out. Go ahead and read it. Read an event. Read an event.
Almost out.
Catastrophic meltdown. I can either destroy 30 resources or I'm eliminated. I'm eliminated. I fight for the people. I will take it down. Remember me in the end.
All right. Game's over. Timer's up. I'm going to count how many resources we have. What a monster. All right.
What? I sacrificed myself.
No, in a good way.
So
I'm
you
psyched.
And Freddy 1, 2, 3, live.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
You have enough for one seat.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Shit.
18, 19, 20, 21, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27,
Wait,
28,
how are we going to release
30,
this as an e-book if like it's only 15 minutes? Does that mean we have to play more?
36, 38. 40.
Oh, one seat.
42.
It's not going to be 80, Anthony.
45. Oh, is the next one 80?
No, it's 50.
Oh, yeah. 45, 46, 47. 47. All right.
So
Freddy,
Freddy
gets, it's Freddy because he has the most resources.
I do have the most resources. I have 6 resources.
Is it influence?
It usually is, but the one that Beth drew is whoever's richest gets to go first.
So not only did I save humanity, but I did kill my mortal enemy too.
Yep, you did.
I feel like I won.
That is We're Doomed. It is one of my new favorite board games. I highly
really
recommend
fun.
It.
You don't expect these wild event
huge
cards.
Shifts in the fucking
the,
game.
The event cards are incredible because they really force these like ridiculous scenarios. Because like Matt was like, oh, coming Matt's done. We're safe. So and then coming funny. Back from the dead and being able to kill two other players is so funny.
Yeah.
Beth, if you had just promised you weren't going to kill me, you laughed and it's you looked at me like you were going to eject me.
The event deck literally says shuffle once and then never again. There's so many of them, they don't want you to see them again.
Oh, that's
you
really
just,
cool.
You just go through the whole fucking deck, that's which means really they can also cool. probably do expansions really easily.
Yeah. This is a good game.
Well, thank you for listening to our MBIC. I mean, it's only 15 minutes, but it was a lot in that 15 minutes, I think you would agree. Sorry if it's difficult to listen to.
Probably is a little bit.